This recording, Ireland 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Comma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onaroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who'd been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Comma, Comma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Comma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her, but Sarah had a different idea. First she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally she administered ether. Her efforts were not futile. In no time the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Comma and give her a relaxing bath. Once Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. My parents came from the East Galway, which is in Ballinasloe, which is around the Ballinasloe area, and I was born in 1967 in London, and I left there when I was 7, and I just started school, and the first place we moved to actually was Cavan. We lived in Cavan for a year, and I went to really this beautiful little country school, where you had 4 classes. It was the building was about 150 years old, and you had 4 classes in one room with one teacher. And it was the kind of school where swallows and birds were always flying into the classroom and flying around the rafters, and everything would stop, and you just have to get rid of the bird and open the window and all that kind of stuff. So it was early 70s. Very nice childhood. I had a really, really great childhood. I mean, it had all the positive aspects of a kind of rural Irish country upbringing, I suppose. We were probably one of the last schools in the country that brought turf to school in the morning. The kids brought turf to put in the fire, Stuff that disappeared within a year of me leaving the place, do you know what I mean? And then I moved to Galway, where I've grown up most of my life and where my parents are from. My parents spent years trying to get back to Galway, where they're from. Always wanted to get back to their roots and that. So I grew up there near the sea. I'm the eldest of 6 kids. I'm still trying to get to live by the sea again. I miss it a lot. Galway City, but just on the outskirts, like going out towards Spittal.